Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We're on a Captain America story, so let's go ahead and jump right back into the action, which picks up right now.
And so we see here in the next issue, the Red Skull with this cube. He's like, you know this guy can hide you from the Red Skull. Like, he knows who Cap is because they've been fighting for so long.
Right.
And so we see here Skull is, just kind of beating up on Cap in his disguise. And he's like, you're stopping and foolish. When I destroy you, I'm going to have it be as Captain America. So he uses his cube to transform Cap back into Cap in his costume and all. Which Cap's like, okay, well, that was your problem. I'm going to take care of you now that I'm suited up. Cap goes to take out the Skull, and it's revealed that Skull's not there. He's actually beating up on a chair. Because with the cube, Red Skull is powerful. And mouthy.
Yeah, oh man, super mouthy.
Because he will not shut up about what he is doing.
Oh my gosh, and it's not just this episode, like this current comic issue. Like, it proceeds through the next, like, four of them,
Oh gosh.
And it's just, honestly, to the point where modern day conventions has, spoiled me or shaped me so much. So I honestly had a hard time pushing through some of these issues because the Red Skull was so campy. So through what proceeds now is you've got essentially Captain Biff Bam Booming and the Red Skull basically keep harping on the power of the cosmic cube lets me do everything. It's like the writers didn't want, and Red Skull certainly didn't want everybody to forget the power that the cosmic cube grabs, like grants him, which is why it's so ironic that with this power, he just decides to keep monologuing.
Yeah,
he's going to lord it over him. It's like the original monologue master.
And he tells him exactly how, because Cap was like, the cube has been lost. It's, there's no way you could have found it. And Red Skull goes into details like, oh yeah, no, this is how I found it. Like, it was on this island that this guy just kind of, he was using it for good. And I'm like, well, that's not going to, I can't let that happen.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Then, here's one thing I like, because as soon as they find out where it is, he sends his men to the island, to these new monarchs of this island. And as he gets his guys to go in, he mentions that the rest was routine. Within a matter of minutes, we had reached our destination. And then, as fate had surely intended, the cube again was mine. That's not fate. You done murder the guy.
You're right. Yeah, you killed
That's
them
not
all.
Fate.
What a master of deduction you must be that there was the sudden prosperity of one lone village where this showed up.
Yeah.
In the hands of some random fisherman who's trying to do good was, oh, of course it's got to be the cube.
There's no other explanation. No other way.
No, it couldn't have been. They found gold.
Well,
they don't
live in a world of magic or anything.
Yeah.
So once Skull gets the cube back, he kind of threatens his team, the Exiles. And they are, because they were about ready to, challenge him for the cube, and he showed them different.
Right. Well, I mean, that's been the storyline of practically any kind of, whenever evil has congregated and teamed up before, what is it? They always fall to infighting, inevitably.
Every time.
Where the humans, where the heroes always manage to unite and become heroes. So
yes.
What does he do? He just cows them into submission. He sends somebody to the edge of the known universe, and he comes back gibbering mad, but restores his sanity.
So that he can serve him the way he wants to.
Right.
So then that was the backstory of how he got the cube back. So he's by the Cap's about ready to attack Red Skull again. And Skull's like, no, I'm going to play with you for a little bit. And he transports him to what looks like another world completely.
Looks like something out of a Steve Ditko story where they've got some of the crazy geometries of Doctor Strange that Ditko was able to create. And what happens from that point? Cap goes, is this how I'm going to meet my death? And then, boom, it just cuts away. It just straight up cuts away from him.
Because what we're doing here is we got Rick Jones trying to find Cap. Like, he hasn't seen him since they saved Sharon. So he goes to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters, talking to Sharon as she is overseeing a weapons test. And she's not really giving him time of day because she's focused.
She's got a job to do.
She straight up calls him a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're acting like a child. And Rick's like, well, fine, I'll go look for myself. I thought you loved the man. And she's like, of course I love the guy, but he just doesn't realize how much I love him. And she just kind of blows him off. Like, you just got to get out of here. Like, you're basically annoying me.
Right.
So from there, he goes to Avengers HQ, maybe if they have seen or heard from Cap. And Yellowjacket is there in the gym, practicing. And he's like, nope, I haven't heard from him, but you're more than welcome to use the communication chamber.
The community chamber.
Community chamber.
As they call it.
Yeah. So he does that. He calls... These individuals called the Team Brigade, which I was reluctant to bring them up because they're not mentioned at all ever again. But no luck. No one's found them. And he is distraught. You know, he doesn't know what's exactly is going on with Cap. He's been acting so out of character that it's just kind of...
It reminds me of a kid looking for a father figure, you know, and he's like, he just wants that validation terribly.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess it makes sense if you've been, if you've got this guilt over the fact that you caused Bruce Banner to turn into the Hulk, and then you leave from there, even though you're wanting to belong. He's just looking for a place of belonging, and he's worried that the guy who, right now, was giving him his validation and a sense of belonging seems to have disappeared and forgotten about him.
Yeah.
So, there's some childishness there, which I think Sharon was right to call out. And at the same token, it's like, but you got to understand where he's coming from.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that's I mean, hard
Cap,
to deal with.
Well, yeah. But at the same time, like, Cap's a big boy. He can take care of himself.
Yeah.
With the exception that, you know, they just got over him being dead.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why he can be worried.
I think and it's even, Rick using as an excuse. I think
it is.
Because Cap can take care of himself, but Rick just wants to, where's his buddy?
Yeah. You know?
Have I been forgotten?
But as we talk about him taking care of himself, he is being attacked by these lizard things. Alien lizard. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like some of them have legs and some don't.
But we'll burn through this real quick. Because all it is just, it's the Red Skull toying with Cap, sending him on these falling rocks, can't get a purchase. Then he's falling into this fire. Then he's shooting across the cosmos.
Right.
And then he ends up being shrunk and put into a bottle. It's just like, okay, so he literally, and he even says it here, sooner or later, I shall find a way to drive you mad. Like he's, like I said, he's literally just toying with Captain America.
Right, which points out the fact that as much as the Skull claims to want Cap gone.
You know, oh, he can't. Well, that's also the problem with the villain. Like, I know Ron and I addressed this in... there was in the Teen Titans book, the villains are, you know, killed the red shirts because they're nobodies. But they, when it comes to facing off against the named heroes, well, we can't kill them. We want to kill them, but we can't kill them.
Yeah.
It's like,
You're
bad guys.
Yeah.
Do your job.
Yeah. bad guys.
Yeah. So Hulk decides he's got this perfect plan. What he's going to do, he turns Cap to normal size.
You mean Red Skull?
Thank you. Yep. Red Skull has this perfect plan. That's
the Hulk got smart real quick.
Well, you know. Turns Cap to normal size, and then he brings, with the power of the cube, as right. he says, he brings Sharon Carter to where they're at.
Because he reads his mind. He can tell who cares about him and who he most cares about.
But he leaves her in a trance, so she has no idea what's going on.
Right. Cosmic Cube. Mm-hmm. Wonderful device.
It's very...
Wish I had one.
Deus Ex Machina.
Yep.
So he decides that he is going to have his ultimate revenge. He changes Cap into the Red Skull.
Makes him hideous.
One thing, reading the page, or reading the issue, you see him changing. Like it's Cap's body originally. And then it's still his mind in there, but it gets changed into Red Skull's body. With his mind in there.
Right.
And Red Skull, vice versa, he changes into Cap with Red Skull's body. Which I find funny because I was trying to explain this to Emily and she's like, oh, you mean like Freaky Friday? I'm like, well, yes, but it's the bodies don't really switch. Like their mind's not switching. The bodies are switching. And I'm like, well, for all intents and purposes, just think Freaky Friday.
Right.
And this was before I finished the book or finished the issues. Because they even talk about it in the next couple issues where it's in Red Skull's body.
Mm-hmm.
Like they basically call it out as body switching.
Yeah, what's interesting is they could have very well have simply swapped the consciences.
That would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, rather than metamorphosing the whole body. But I wonder whether or not, because, I mean, think about it. Skull was actually holding the cube. So if they just swapped consciences, suddenly you'd have
Cap holding the cube.
Which would have presented a problem.
Well, for Skull.
Yeah.
So he's smart enough
to know that. He's smart enough to know that, right? But no, let's play games with Cap.
Well, you know. So he releases Sharon from the trance. she is, you know, scared because Red Skull is here. She's thinking it's going to attack. And
who she thinks is Red Skull.
Who she thinks is Red Skull. She goes into Cap's arms. We're going to call him Skull Cap.
Skull Cap.
And then we're going to call Captain America Cap Skull.
That's... You got it.
Yeah, it's going to be confusing.
Yep.
Not going to lie. So she goes into
Skull Cap's arms.
And he's basically saying, you know, he's not going to hurt you, not while I'm here. I will stop him. And Cap Skull's like, no, I'm Captain America. He's the Red Skull. What are you doing? Listen to me. Help me out. And because she's seeing and not hearing, she doesn't believe him.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the next chapter of this Captain America story arc.